From the fair trade city of Philadelphia, it's Avenue G with Jim Harris.
Thanks, Andy. Guess what? I have some exciting news. We're going to open a coffee shop.
Oh, I know what that is.
Good for you, Andy. You know what a coffee shop is.
No, Ed, it's a code. When Jim says open a coffee shop, it's code for something else.
Like?
Like, meet me out back and we'll smoke a joint.
Maybe this coffee shop scheme isn't such a bad idea.
Huh?
But Jim, in order to operate a coffee shop, don't we need to have coffee?
I got that covered. Yesterday afternoon, I bought this 3-piece set of vintage Donald Duck-themed luggage at a yard sale. It only cost me $5.
Andy, I'm going to go take a nap while Jim tells a long, meandering story about Donald Duck again. Can you wake me up when he gets to the point?
What? I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
Jim, what does Donald Duck luggage have to do with coffee?
Well, when I got the luggage home and opened it, it was jam-packed with coffee. How weird is that?
Didn't you realize it was full of something? It must have been heavy.
Hey, I was so thrilled to have my own authentic Donald Duck luggage, I didn't notice the weight. Well, until I got home and one of my vertebrae collapsed.
I thought you looked a little bit shorter.
So anyway, I scavenged some cups from the Goodwill store dumpster. Now we can open a coffee shop and rake in the cash.
Will that require a rake? Because I lent my rake to Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek? But he borrowed my rake, and he won't give it back.
Andy, listen up. I need you to boil some water.
Is someone giving birth?
Metaphorically, yes. Today will be the grand opening of my new coffee shop. I'm calling it Jim's Coffee Shop.
That's a great marketing strategy, Jim. With that name, you'll appeal to all the people who can only read one-syllable words.
Coffee is a two-syllable word, Andy.
Ed, you'll be in charge of spooning coffee into the water that Andy boils.
Will that require a tablespoon? Because, you know, I lent my only tablespoon to the chief of surgery at the Mayo Clinic.
We'll need filters. You can't just spoon a tablespoon of coffee into boiling water.
Martha, were you not listening? I said my tablespoon is at the Mayo Clinic, remember?
We don't need filters. I make hot drinks all the time without filters.
Jim, you drink Tang.
Okay, okay. I'll get some filters. I'll just go down to the Goodwill dumpster.
No, we are not using filters from the Goodwill dumpster.
All right then, Miss Moneybags. How are we going to pay for them? Until we sell that first cup of coffee, we have a budget of zero.
Maybe we could make filters like the pioneer women did on the prairie.
Yeah, we'll get a spinning wheel and Martha could spin some out of straw.
We can get 100 filters for a dollar at the dollar store.
I'll go. I love the dollar store.
Okay, Andy, and pick up some soy milk, cream, amaretto syrup, cinnamon, vanilla, and enough organic sugar to make every hipster in America a diabetic. It takes more than just coffee and boiling water to run a coffee shop.
No, we don't need all that crap. Our coffee shop is just going to be just a shop for coffee, served black. That's why we'll call it a coffee shop, because it'll be a place to buy coffee.
Look, what if instead of a spoon, I use a shoehorn? I just realized that I still have a shoehorn lodged in one of my shoes.
Martha, you can be the waitress because you're a girl. Do you know how to call people hun?
I've never done that before. Let me give it a try. Want some coffee, horn?
No. It's hun. Try it again.
Okay. Want some coffee, heen? No, wait. Hoon? I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it.
No, don't worry. It'll come. Okay, everybody get to work. I'll put a sign up saying that we're open for business. All I need is, a piece of cardboard and my trusty pencil, Cynthia.
You call your pencil Cynthia?
Why? Is there something wrong with that?
No, not at all.
Wow, it's beautiful out here. Okay, what shall I write on this sign? Let's see. Hot coffee. $3. Ooh, here comes some hipsters.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, totally awesome.
Indeed it is, my friends. If you'd like some piping hot coffee, just step inside.
No, we're not talking about your store. What is that device you're writing with? Is it the new Google e-stylus?
Device? What do you mean?
Or is it the Apple iPen? I hear they write upside down and use graphite instead of ink. Is that a graphite pen?
No, it's a pencil. Don't you know what a pencil is?
Wait a minute. Is that a pre-digital technology?
Sure. I suppose. Oh, right. I see. You two are millennials. You don't know what a pencil is. My name is Jim.
Well, hello, Jim. My name is Morgan Taylor.
And I'm Taylor Morgan.
Nice to meet you, guys. I'm a baby boomer.
Baby boomer? That's funny.
When I was your age, we played music on discs made of vinyl and watched TV.
I think I heard about that.
So are you folks interested in buying some coffee?
Ooh, yeah. I could go for a decaf iced vanilla cream latte.
Well, what's that?
It's like frozen semi-solid cream mixed with milk. You drink it with a straw.
I see. That's what we baby boomers used to call a milkshake. Listen, have you ever tried black coffee? It's hot and dark brown, and you drink it from a cup that has a tiny little handle.
Sounds retro. Maybe some other time. We have to get moving or we'll miss our adult online virtual dodgeball game.
Okay, no problem, but if you're ever in the neighborhood, you, folks should stop by.
No problem. Later, dude.
I should check in to see how Andy and Ed are doing brewing up that coffee. Hey, gang, how's the coffee coming along?
Not so good. It turns out your suitcases weren't filled with coffee. They were stuffed with the crumbled remains of Oreo cookies that had been stripped of their filling.
That's disgusting. What kind of sick lunatic would do that?
That's not so weird. When I was a teenager working at my uncle's luggage store, I used to eat the white part out of the Oreo, then stuff the black part into the luggage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. So you filled the luggage with Oreos 40 years ago, and then I bought them at a yard sale a few days ago. Wow. This would make an incredible Hollywood movie.
Ooh, I want Casey Affleck to play me.
Hold that thought, guys. We have our first customers.
Hey, Morgan, you're back.
I'm Taylor.
Oh, right. Well, what happened to the adult online virtual dodgeball game?
It was virtually rained out.
Oh, too bad.
No worries. We thought we'd try that vintage drink you were talking about. What's it called?
Black coffee.
Oh, like ultra dark roast.
Are your coffees certified?
No, but all of our employees have graduated from square dancing school.
Do you have anything shade grown and grain fed?
Yes, we do.
Can you tell me about it? I usually enjoy something with orange and lemon highlights and a honey finish.
Our house blend is durable, though substantial. With quacking high notes and a sweet finish as playful as an after-school snack, it's made from 100% perfectly round coffee beans.
Sounds interesting. I'll have a Magnissimo house blend.
And I'll have a Magnissimo Moto.
Okay, Hans, I'll be right back. Andy! What's Magnissimo mean?
It means big, but all our cups are small.
Hey, there's a couple of bowls we use to feed the possums. We could use them.
Good. Let's do it. And here we are. A house blend Magnissimo and Magnissimo Moto.
Thanks. It's really resonant on the back of my palate.
These cups are adorable. I'm posting them on Snapchat.
So, you like it?
It's totally original. I've never tasted anything like this. I'd like a half pound of this half blend, ground very fine for a gold-filtered artesian press.
Sure. Be right back. Guys, good news, bad news. They like the coffee, but they want to buy some to take home. Ground very fine.
Don't worry, Martha. I'm on it. Ed, can I borrow your hammer?
Sorry, Ange. I lent it to the guy outside the 7-Eleven who smells like burning wood.
Come on, guys. You're crushing cookies, not coal. We don't need a hammer.
Well, they are 40-year-old cookies.
Okay, just pound them with your shoe then, but hurry. I need a half pound in this bag.
I'll do what I can, but we're almost out of cookies.
Almost out? We had 3 suitcases full.
Jim, you gotta dissolve an awful lot of cookies to get something that looks like coffee.
Oh, no. Well, I guess that's it then. The dream is over.
Dream? What dream? You didn't have a dream. You found a bunch of cookies and some old Donald Duck luggage.
Yeah, well, at least I still have the luggage. It reminds me of a simpler, happier time.
Hey, yeah, back when there were no electronic devices and everything was real. Life was so much better then.
Hey, look, everybody, we're on Snapchat. Morgan posted all about our coffee shop.
Hey, look, there's Jim making the sign outside. The caption is, "Amazing pre-digital technology."
Hey, here's all of us serving up the coffee. It says, "Magnissimo baristas serve darkest roast ever."
Wow. You know, I think we really connected with those millennials. Maybe there's hope for the future after all.
Uh-oh, this one says, "Online adult virtual volleyball league. Meet at Jim's coffee shop tonight at 7.
7? It's 6:55 now.
Flash mob of hipsters coming down the street.
And we have no coffee. Not even fake coffee.
Maybe Martha could spin some out of straw.
Andy, Ed, grab the suitcases. Let's get out of here.
Out the back.
Hurry up. Come on.
Tonight's show is written by Mac Jekyll, Martha Michael, and Jim Harris, and performed by Ed Feldman and the Avenue G Players. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and check out our locally sourced homepage, avenue-g.net. Thanks for listening. I'm Andy Pettit. Good night.
Phantom House. It's the place for podcasts.